What is up, and welcome into the Locked On Chargers podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Wade, joined as always with my two co-hosts, John Kegley and David Drogemeyer. We're three writers from San Diego Sports Domination, San Diego's top sports blog, and I also cover the Chargers for Sports Al Dente, an all LA sports website. We've been covering the Chargers for four seasons now, doing our own Facebook live show, Chargers Domination Live, which airs weekly on Facebook. And this is our second season with the Locked On Chargers podcast, bringing you your team every day. All right, guys, we know the show's a little bit late because last minute, John Kegley decided to go up to training camp and observe for himself the joint practice between the Saints and the Chargers. We couldn't pass that up, getting that information, having an inside man up there with John seeing everything. So to start the show today, we're going to have John kind of just recap the practice for us and tell us who won or lost the day. And then the second segment, we're going to talk about all the guys that stood out at training camp today and the guys that looked good in the inner squad practice against the Saints. And then to wrap up the show today, we're going to just do a little preview and talk about the guys we're excited to see going into Sunday's preseason game number two. So let's go ahead and get into it, guys. This is your Locked On Chargers lead story. John, you were up at training camp today. You went up to Jack Hammett Sports Complex. You got to take in all of the sights and sounds of Chargers training camp today. First of all, just how was it? Did you have fun?
I had a lot of fun. It was definitely different. You walk through a gate, and then through that gate, you walk through the Chargers team store that also has a giant model sitting on a table of the new stadium that's coming. Then once you walk through there, there's a whole like playground that has like tic-tac-toe, but it's with those beanbags. What's that game that you play where you throw
cornhole.
The beanbag? Cornhole. They also had this giant, like really big cornhole game that was actually made with like those giant beanbags you lay down in. I could not believe the size of these things. Yeah, I could not believe the size of these things. And there was all these tents around too where you go get a drink if you want, or you go see a company. And after that, you go to the bleachers, and it was like two sections. It was like a wall that you could stand up on and watch the practice, then with a lot of space between it and the bleachers. And then there was bleachers that were a lot higher than the people that you could sit and watch the practice.
That's pretty cool. I mean, it sounds like from what you're saying, they have a lot more activities and things going on than they've had in years past, or at least when they're in San Diego. I mean, a pretty barren back then, but it sounds like they have actually some pretty cool stuff over there now. So, John, you obviously got to watch the entire practice today. So go ahead and just give us a little recap of the practice, what you got to see personally, and just maybe some highlights that you saw as well.
Well, saw a lot of your normal NFL and any football practice type thing, a lot of 7-on-7 drills, inside run, a full team inner squad. Then they go full team with against the other team, you know, basically a scrimmage, and they had 2-minute drill, some field goal kicking, which makes me a little bit worried about Michael Badgley after today. I'll tell you some more details about that later, but yeah, not a good thing. So I've got to see some action from both punters, some good stuff there. There was a lot of individual group practices as well, where I got to see a lot of guys that aren't going up against another team, but you get to see what their footwork looks like and how they look just with a simple drill. And a lot of those third string guys' footwork does not look good. If I had to point out some highlights, I'd have to point out my favorite one would have to be Travis Benjamin catching a deep pass on fourth down during the 2-minute drill. Everyone stayed close, but Travis Benjamin went deep and he beat his guy by a mile and scored easily on fourth down during the 2-minute drill. There was also a play where Easton Stick rolls out to his right and then turns like full 180 and throws it to the other side of the field to Pope, who's waiting like in a screen pass, and just takes off down the sideline with a wall defenders untouched. Just some beautiful plays drawn up.
All right. Well, it sounds like you saw some good stuff, but you know, if you had to, you know, pick a winner today, John, who do you think had the better practice out there, Chargers or Saints?
Oh, that is really tough. It was pretty close. I want to say I'd want to give the edge to the Saints just because there was fewer sacks, but I also want to give the edge to the Chargers based on touchdown and moving the ball wise. But if you were to count in the sacks, there'd probably be more punts on the Chargers side as well.
not such an easy thing to just say, oh, this team won. They're not keeping any score. But there is one thing that's important, John, and that's the quarterbacks won day one of the quarterback competition. And Philip Rivers praised Cardale Jones, of all people, for securing the win for Team Chargers. So that's pretty cool that they got the win. They got smashed last season, I remember. It was just not a good outing by the Chargers quarterbacks. And obviously, Philip Rivers and Drew Brees go back a long ways. 15 years ago, they were on the same team. So it's pretty cool to see that they go up against each other in some sort of way doing those quarterback competitions. I guess the Chargers quarterbacks today got to pick the challenges, and then tomorrow the Saints quarterbacks get to pick the challenges. But if there was just one thing, John, that you saw that really stood out to you the most today, the one thing that you're taking away from today's practice, if it's not just one certain player, is what?
I'd have to say seeing Tyler Newsom kick a 75-yard or some around 70-yard punt today was pretty amazing. I've never actually gotten to see one of those in person.
Out of all the things you saw at camp today, you're going to talk about punters? That's your takeaway? Oh. Not the offensive line needs help? Not the defensive line is awesome? It's just a Tyler Newsom 70-yard punt, which is, I mean, by the way, just crazy.
Yeah, he's an undrafted free agent trying to earn a spot, and they were taking turns doing one punter with one receiver that runs down trying to get after the returner, and two guys have to block him, and his punt went 75 yards. I had my stopwatch on my phone out, and it had a 4.6 hang time. That's a money punt.
At least from what we've seen so far, it seems as if the Chargers might actually come out of this offseason with somebody that actually knows how to punt. But you talked about a couple guys in there. But in the next segment, we'll get into, you know, who impressed you in today's practice and who you were unimpressed with, kind of like we've done for the preseason game. So we'll go ahead and get into that. But first, I just want to send a special thanks to Manscaped. Support for today's show comes from Manscaped, who is the number one in men's below-the-belt men's grooming. You may have seen them on Shark Tank, and Men's Journal named their Lawnmower 2.0 as one of the best tools in men's grooming. Get 20% off and free shipping right now, guys, with promo code LOCKEDON at manscaped.com. We could all use some work down there. That's LOCKEDON at manscaped.com. All right, John, time to get into the next segment. Still discussing with you training camp today between the Saints and the Chargers, inner squad practices to go up against, you know, a quarterback like Drew Brees and a head coach like Sean Payton is obviously something that all of the coaches have raved about. Phillip Rivers has raved about how much he gets out of these practices. But now, you know, we talked about just the general practice, but let's get into what players actually stood out to you in a good way or even in a bad way. But let's just start with any of the guys that you didn't like what you saw from today at practice.
Well, let's just start with the most frustrating one, and that was Sam Tevy. He was getting beat off the line really bad. He was getting shoved back really hard. He doesn't even look like he has any chance of holding someone back. I would compare it to when we used to talk about Dan Feeney when he first came in, and I was like, he's getting pushed 3 yards off the ball too easily. Sam Tevy was getting the same thing, but if it was pass rush, he was getting driven back way more than 3 yards. On run blocking, he was getting pushed off the line. But I would say the great thing about the run blocking was he actually was able to keep his block. But when it came to pass blocking, oh my God, he was getting destroyed. That bothered me a lot. Justice Liggins kept dropping a lot of passes. He had one really good catch, but other than that, he kept dropping a lot of passes. He got a lot of targets today, for sure. And even though that one catch was in double coverage, a lot of traffic with the ball juggling, the rest of them were some pretty easy catches that he dropped.
John, one of the people that I've kind of highlighted lately and said that needed to step up was Sean Colkin. I think you had mentioned earlier that you saw a good amount of Sean Colkin today. How did he look?
He looked pretty good. He had some really good routes, really good hands. He caught a couple of deep passes too, had some good run after the catch. I liked what I saw out of him today. If I could see some of that in a preseason game, I'd feel a lot better of his chances making this team come regular season. But as we all know, we don't even see him catch the ball, really. And that's the problem. But what I saw today gives me high hopes that he could actually be something on this team.
Was there anyone out of, like, the receiver Was there anyone out of the quarterbacks in the receivers that stood out to you, or even the running backs? Were there any of those skill position guys besides the guys you talked about that made any impact on what you saw today? I mean, I'm definitely interested in how the quarterbacks played and the running backs as well, because we know we wanted to see a lot more of Troy Maine Pope. Did you see anything out of any of those guys?
Quarterback-wise, Philip Rivers looked really good. Tyrod Taylor was pretty decent as well. He made a couple of off-his-back foot throws that were actually completions and pretty accurate deep passes. And he throws a pretty beautiful deep ball, even though he throws it to where only his guy can get it, and it sometimes goes out of bounds. But they were pretty good balls. They weren't floating ducks that you see get intercepted like Cardale Jones usually throws. And surprisingly, I didn't see a lot of Cardale today, but when he came in, he actually looked pretty good. I can't believe I'm saying this. I mean, I need to like pinch myself real quick. But yeah, he didn't look that bad in this practice. If you could do that in a game, maybe we'd have different conversations here. And with Easton Stick, I didn't see a lot of Easton, but I saw maybe more of him than I did Cardale. But he has some pretty good plays in there. There was one where when he rolled out to the right and threw it to Tre'Mont Pope, he literally sold it really well. I had no idea there was a screen on the other side because I was on field level, but he sold it. There was nothing that told me he was getting ready to turn around and throw it to the other side of the field. If we're going to go running back-wise, Trez Newsome really disappointed me today. I didn't see anything good out of him. I'm starting to lose faith in him after his preseason debut last year where he surprised me. Now he's starting to disappoint me. Tre'Mont Pope looked really good. He had a lot of big plays, a lot of good runs. Some of his runs got stuck to the offensive line, but there was some runs where he just exploded through the hole and took off down the sideline or made a great catch. He looked really good. I loved what I saw to him. Mike Williams looked really good. And we know we expect that to happen, but he was catching passes all over the place. A couple of touchdowns, over-the-shoulder grabs, even a catch in traffic. He looked really good. I liked what I saw to Mike Williams today.
That's really nice to see. I mean, you always want to see him continuing to look good. I mean, into the season, we all know what his abilities are. And I think for Mike Williams, it's just the way he does it, it just makes him that much more exciting. It's not just him running wide open and making a big catch. It's usually him going over the top of somebody or something like that. But how did you think that the Chargers offense held up when it came to 11 on 11 when they were doing the scrimmaging? How do you think the Chargers offense fared against the Saints defense? And then how do you think this Chargers defense fared against the Saints offense?
Chargers offense, they moved the ball pretty well when it came to passing the ball. When it came to running, and they had their moments, but it wasn't the greatest thing. I'd say pass blocking, it could be our strength, if what? You could say that, over run blocking. but the blocking is really what was ruining things. I don't want to blame the running backs except for Trez Newsome, because I don't feel like he took off fast enough, if that makes sense. When he got the ball, it isn't like he made his read fast enough, and he was getting swarmed in the backfield like probably 2 seconds after getting the handoff. The passing wise, the quarterbacks were finding their holes. Even Tyrod Taylor was finding his hole and getting the ball down the field, finding their touchdowns. The Chargers defense started out a little bit slow against the Saints, but they started picking it up. We had a couple of picks. Keeman Hall got an interception, and Derwin James intercepted Drew Brees. That was really fun to see. And every time they got an interception, the guys that were on the field, plus guys from the sideline, would run to the opposite end zone where all the cameras were, and they would all stand in front of the camera, like saying hi to the camera and stuff, kind of like doing the Jack Boys pose. But instead of the pose, they just went all up to the camera. We're just talking to the camera.
That's awesome to get to see that Jack Boy celebration in person, for sure.
Gotta love having that energy even at practice. Even though the Saints think that they stole that, the Chargers stole that from them. But Casey Hayward said after practice, you know, we're just going to get more interceptions than them and, you know, basically just take it as our own.
Yeah, the Jack Boys definitely belong to the Chargers. I don't know why anyone would think that would belong to anyone else. You know, in Seattle, you had the Legion of Boom, and now here we have the Jack Boys, and we all know they come to play. And hopefully we see more celebrations for them. I think it was kind of a down year for them last year. Interceptions, they were very middle of the pack, and I think that's something that could bounce back in a big way statistically this season, because those things tend to go up and down.
I don't want to crush your guys' spirits after giving that good little presentation of the Jack Boys, but Michael Badgley, when they brought out the field goal post and did some field goal kicking, after they moved it back about 10 yards from where it first started, which I want to say was around the 15 or the 10-yard line, he started hitting some off the upright. He wasn't hitting anything from 48 or 50 yards. They were all coming up short. He had one from, I want to say, about 40 that went wide left. He was missing a lot. I was kind of disappointed. I'm hoping that it was just a bad day because it's the only practice I've seen. I'm hoping it was just a bad day, but I'm really worried right now.
Is there any fights?
There was a scuffle. It was like a 30-second scuffle. There wasn't really a punch thrown. It was kind of stopped right as it started happening.
Yeah, I mean, well, that seems like it probably happens just about every single practice, whether or not another team is there. You know, that it's the heat of the summer. It's training camp. It's grueling. I mean, guys are going to get into it. But with Michael Badgley, I mean, that's definitely worrisome. Obviously, if you're a Chargers fan, you will trade all day, misses in practice for makes in the game. But still, you definitely want to see him making that. He was in the mid-90s last year in accuracy. That probably will not be sustainable. But I still feel pretty good about the money Badger right now until he starts missing kicks in games. And then we'll have something to talk about. Maybe he needed somebody to come in there and push him in training camp to focus him up. We don't know. But we do have one more segment to get into because, hey, these teams are practicing today. But they're playing a game on Sunday, and there's a lot of guys we still have to see a lot from in this game, and a lot of guys I'm looking forward to seeing in this game coming up right after this. All right, guys, time to get into the last segment of the day. These two teams are practicing today, and we get to see them take the field against each other. Week 2 of the preseason, Chargers Saints on Sunday. And like we said before, these games don't really mean anything, at least as far as the results, but there's so many undrafted players and other guys trying to make this roster, even incumbent guys from last year that are trying to hold on to the roster spot that they held down last season. All of that is up for grabs right now. Yes, there's a few positions that we know are set in stone for the most part, but there's some positions that are up for grabs, you guys. So I want to talk about the guys that we can't wait to see this weekend. Either we want to see them or we're nervous about watching how they do. I mean, especially Sam Tevy after the update that we just got from John there. But John, after seeing these practices between these two teams, who are you looking forward to seeing this weekend and who do you want to see show up against the Saints on Sunday?
I'm going to have to say defensively, Justin Jones put up a really good practice today. I'm not going to call it great, but it was really good. Some nice pressure getting inside. So I want to see him do it again. I want to see him do it in a game when it matters. The Chargers have struggled against the Saints in preseason history. They're 1-4 all time. So a lot of those were blowouts offensively for the Chargers. They got destroyed on defense. Can Justin Jones be that difference maker? Can we see him go in there and get Teddy Bridgewater or Taysom Hill, whoever ends up being the quarterback when he's in? Can he get that pressure on them and make a difference? Offensively, after what Tremaine Pope did today at practice, I want to see him go off in this game. I want to see him maybe get 100 all-purpose yards, whether it's like 50 receiving, 50 rushing, whatever it is. I got to see it.
Yeah, I like those picks a lot. I'm definitely excited to see more of Tremaine Pope. It seems like every year we have a couple running backs to talk about that go off in these preseason games, and he got held back by some penalties in the first game. So I definitely see why you'd want to see more of him. I definitely want to see more of a guy that we talked about earlier in Sean Colkin. Can he take his, camp results and turn that into on the field production? Because Philip Rivers came out and said this is the best camp that he's seen from Sean Colkin. And, I mean, I love all of that, and you don't think that Philip Rivers is just saying things to say things because, I mean, most times he doesn't really talk about anyone specifically. So you like to see that, but let's see it actually come through in the game. And for me, I want to see if any of these other offensive linemen can step up, whether, is it going to be Blake Camper? Is it going to be Scott Quessenberry showing that he should actually be in the mix for a starting spot? Is it Chris Brown, Larry Allen Jr.? We didn't see a lot from the guys that we actually know are going to be starting last week, and they got a lot of snaps. I mean, Forrest Lamp and Dan Feeney played the entire game. But, David, I want to see more from the rest of those guys and see if there's somebody else in there. I mean, from everything that John just told us, this is still a group that needs a lot of work. So maybe one of these other guys these unsung guys at the bottom of the roster can actually come out and start performing enough to where the Chargers have to keep them around. But David, who are you looking forward to watching in the second preseason game?
So on offense, I'm going to be looking at those back end wide receivers. I'm going to be looking at Artavis Scott. I'm going to be looking at Jeremy Davis. I'm going to be looking for somebody to, you know, just go out there and perform, go out, put some stats up, go and actually try and earn a spot. And then on the defensive side, you know, I want to see the first round pick, Jerry Tillery, if he's going to play. I'm obviously going to be keying in on him. I want to see what he looks like on that defensive line. It's been a while since we've seen interior pressure, and that's something, you know, this guy has shown throughout college that he can provide. So, and then T.Y. McGill, too. I want to see if he can build off a good first performance and a good strong camp to see if he can, you know, earn his spot on the 53.
I like that you mentioned Artavis Scott, because today in practice, he did not look like he was running his routes 100% through. There was one play where he like stopped on his route and just turned around, and he happened to see that the ball was in the air and full sprinted again towards the ball. And there was other times where he just turns his corner, notices the quarterback's not looking at him, and just starts jogging. So I got to see if this is him saving himself, like Allen Iverson used to do, where he didn't show up to practice, but he showed up at a game, or has he really just given up on himself? And because I got to see some preseason action out of him before we could even start talking about him being that guy making the roster again, like we had our hopes on.
Yeah, it's been pretty quiet. You've heard some rumblings that he's been having a good camp and stuff, but obviously I wasn't there to see it. But I will say, for these guys that are fighting for roster spots, I mean, I hope he doesn't think that he's just automatically going to make it at this point. I know they lost Tyrell Williams. It's not like anyone has just gone out here and balled out to the point where Artavis Scott might feel like he's on the hot seat, even though, hey, you're one of the guys at the bottom of the depth chart. So maybe this weekend we see a guy like Malachi Dupree come out and continue on a strong showing in that last game against the Cardinals. Maybe you see Jason Moore actually decide to show up and start making plays and maybe get some throws near the end zone where he does best and jump up and take the ball away from somebody. Another, you know, position I'm looking at this week, David, is the safeties. We know Derwin James is obviously the starter, and we're very set there. We feel okay right now. Obviously, we don't have Nazir Adderley, and that's who we all want to start at free safety. But Rayshon Jenkins is a guy that's come in and played pretty well in camp so far. I'm excited to hopefully see more of him this week and how he's kind of transitioning there. But since we haven't seen Jalen Watkins, really, we haven't seen Nazir Adderley, who's going to be the other safety that kind of steps up and makes something happen? You know, there's a Darius Pickett from UCLA that we've got to see make a couple stops in the first game. Maybe it's someone like him, but I want to see something from the younger safeties this weekend, David, especially with the uncertainty and the injuries that we've seen there so far.
Yeah, no question. Also, I want to see if maybe they're going to rotate Desmond King over to play safety. I know that they've been kind of playing with that a little bit in the offseason. So, I mean, I would be really interested to see what a safety group of Derwin James and Desmond King look like. I think that would be pretty awesome.
There was a play today in practice where Rayshon Jenkins actually read Drew Brees and ran over to intercept the ball, but him and his true DB hands dropped the ball. But he made a great read, and that made me feel a little bit hopeful about him being the starter. So if he ends up playing this weekend, I want to see him do that again. I got to see him make that read and jump the route again and be that ball hawk.
Yeah, and that definitely wasn't, you know, a strong suit of him, was just planting and really deciphering what the quarterback's trying to do and planting and getting to the ball at the point of attack. I mean, that's not really been his specialty, the catch point of football. Is he's usually a guy that's going to come in there and clean up with a big hit. Definitely, if you're going to be playing free safety, though, John, you can't be dropping picks like that. I mean, we saw Trey Boston be one of the league leaders in interceptions here for the Chargers, and he probably dropped as many as he caught. So you definitely don't want to see that, especially when you have a guy like Nazir Adderley sitting on the bench, and we all know what his ball skills are like. I mean, he has elite ball skills if he can get on the field and show it. But unfortunately, we probably will not see any more Nazir Adderley. I feel pretty confident saying we won't see him this weekend, considering we haven't seen him in practice. So hopefully we get to see some of him later on in the preseason, and he'll come up when we do this segment next week, hopefully, and hopefully we'll be getting ready to see him. But hey, Jerry Tillery too, Nazir Adderley, I want to see these guys on the field. But that is going to wrap things up for this week, guys, and today's show. Until next week, when we get to talk about the Saints-Chargers game on Sunday, make sure to follow us on Twitter at LockedOnLAC and to like the Facebook page, Locked On Chargers, as well as subscribing to us wherever you get your podcast from. You can find the Locked On Chargers podcast. Please rate and review us. We appreciate all of the insight and all, even the criticism and stuff, too, we can learn from. So if you want to rate and review us, check us out and subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast from. And if you guys want to talk about practice, if you want to talk about the games, if you want to talk about who you want to make the team, call into the Locked On Chargers voicemail line. The number is 323-524-7924. If you want to be one of our favorite fans, you have to call into the Locked On Chargers voicemail line. Okay, I said it, guys. I said it. All right, but that is going to wrap things up. Until next week, guys, take it easy and go Bolts.